$59.99 or visit AmericanEquity.com.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. Choose from tons of their 6-inch subs plus a 21-ounce fountain drink, all for just $4. Subway, eat fresh.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
If anybody finds a grenade without a pin, that's mine.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
All right, roll call, just to see if anybody was blown away in a tornado, or tornadoes, plural, Friday night. Peon?
Here.
Dan? Uh-oh.
Oh, man, I didn't see him over there.
Here. Dan?
Here.
Oh, Mark, you scared us. You scared us, Dan.
And Carlo?
Daryl and Carlo? Yeah.
Uh-oh.
John Brown?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Man, we lost a lot of people to the tornado. Jim and Andy?
Got St. James.
Got St. Deerdorf. Paul Brown.
Wow.
Diane Raymond.
Trish. Oh, that tornado got a lot of our people.
George North.
Kevin Horrigan.
Well, they picked him up and moved him to another state.
Oh, man, that's strong.
Yeah. Changman. No, they're all gone.
No, he was covering it.
A moment of silence for those we've lost. Okay, it's long enough, I guess. Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It's the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out picking cotton, and my daddy was baling hay.
Wow.
Dinner time, what's the rest of it? Dinner time,
I don't know.
An ode to Billy Joe,
yeah.
Right? With Bobby Gentry.
Yeah.
One of the weirdest songs.
Never heard that song.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you have.
Oh, pull it up.
You've heard it.
Ode to Billy Joe.
You just don't know it.
It's one of the weirdest songs ever.
You've heard this song. I guarantee you, you've heard this
song. And Dan, did you
ever? It's country, though, right?
Well, it's not really country. It was played.
Bobby Gentry was a country artist.
Yeah, but it made the top 40 charts.
Yeah.
It was a top 40 hit.
Do you remember the movie? It was the movie.
Horrible.
Oh.
Now, did you ever figure out what she's talking about? Nobody ever did.
No.
They all had speculated. Well, we think it means that she was pregnant, but we got to play it. Ode to Billy Joe, Bobby Gentry. It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I'm pretty sure it's 3rd of June today. It was a good day to play it. I was out picking cotton, and my daddy was baling hay. Dinner time, we walked in the house to eat. Mama yelled from the back room, "Remember to wipe your feet."
Yeah.
Here comes.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
Now, what I'll do is I'll have you stop it like a little bit each along the way, and we're going to try to figure out what this means. Folks, this has been an unsolved mystery for Dan, 40 years?
Oh, at least.
Yeah, 50 years. 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Go ahead.
I was out chopping cotton, and my brother was baling hay.
I get that. My brother
was baling hay. Normal day in the country.
Normal day in the country.
And at dinner time, we stopped and walked back to the house to eat.
Mama hollered out the back door, "Y'all remember to wipe your feet."
And Mama hollered at the back door, "Y'all remember to wipe your feet."
So far, I understand.
And then she said, "I got some news this morning."
Up on Choctaw Ridge.
Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
All right, stop it right there. Here's what we know so far.
Suicide attempt.
Here's what we know so far.
Oh, he did commit suicide.
She was out chopping cotton.
You don't know that yet, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Her brother was baling hay. They came in for dinner. Mom comes out, said, "I got some news today." Up on Choctaw Ridge, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So far, it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
And to me, so it sounds like suicide.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black eyed peas.
Black eyed peas.
Dinner's still
we ate a lot of that
normal.
In Tennessee, yeah.
Well, Billy Joe never had a liquor since.
He sure didn't.
Pass the biscuits, please.
Oh, man.
Just stop a second.
Wow. Boy, that's cold hearted.
Yeah. Here,
man.
Here's what I love about this song. Now, this kid commits suicide, and Daddy says, he never had a liquor since. Pass the biscuits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like okay, biscuits and more black eyed peas.
Dinner's not affected at all by Billy Joe.
No. Yeah, he's dead. Let's eat.
I'm starving.
All right, pass the biscuits, please.
There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got planned.
Is Daddy still talking?
Yeah, yeah.
Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe.
Now stop right
well,
there.
Well, the mom at least has
mom is
sympathy.
Yeah, she's troubled.
Yeah.
By this. Suicide. Daddy's thinking, I can get back out to the farm.
Yeah.
Pass the biscuits.
Forget Billy Joe. I got work to do.
He never had a lick of sense. Give me some biscuits, and I still got 40 acres to plow. But Mom is sad. All right, go ahead. This is a great song.
Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge.
No, that's true.
A lot of tragedy
Choctaw
happens.
Ridge.
Mm-hmm. Now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
All right, stop.
There's a little note on this YouTube video. Bobby was born Roberta Streeter.
I didn't know that.
How about that?
She also dated Glenn Campbell for a while. I knew that. And she was married to somebody famous, I think. But let's get back to Choctaw Ridge. Seems like nothing never comes to no good up on. So that tells me that.
Triple negative.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Not good grammar.
Not good grammar.
But that tells me. This place has a checkered past.
History.
Choctaw Ridge is cursed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
Dark history.
Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite?
I stop it right there. Child, what's happened to your appetite? So this young girl, upon hearing the news of Billy Joe McAllister's suicide, can't eat.
Yeah.
Which tells me she's got a connection to this Billy Joe McAllister.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead. What happened to your appetite?
Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite.
You haven't touched a single bite.
That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today.
Oh, some guy dropped by today.
Your new preacher.
Yeah.
Please get in on Sunday.
What?
Oh, by the way.
Hang on a second. Can you back it up a little?
Yeah.
Mary-Kate Olson.
Something about coming over on Sunday. He'd be pleased to see us at church on Sunday. But play that again. Drop by today. Here it comes. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. So the preacher is coming over for dinner Sunday. Oh, by the way. Here we go.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, by the way.
He said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge.
Uh-oh.
She and Billy Joe was throwing something in the tail of her cheek.
All right, okay, stop it right there.
Uh-oh.
Stop it right there. Young preacher, saw her and Billy Joe throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember the speculation was it was a baby.
Yeah.
But
How
would they not have known she was pregnant?
Yeah.
Well, some young girls can hide it, and they
unless,
don't know until
if
like
you're
the,
really fat.
Unless
they wear constricting
they
clothes.
They went somewhere, and she had an abortion.
And then they carry the aborted baby up to the bridge?
I threw it off the Tallahatchie Bridge. But the young preacher, and by the way, folks, the reason we're doing this is because today is the 3rd of June, another Sleepy Dusty Delta Day. And that's when the song is about. So they threw something off the bridge the preacher saw.
Mm.
All right, go ahead.
A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Big Joe.
It's a year later.
Very complex guitar notes.
Oh, yeah. That's Eric Clapton.
Married Becky Thompson. They bought a store in Tupelo.
All right, hang on.
So the brother's out of the house now, a year later.
Now, whose brother?
The brother at the table, right? Wasn't there a...
Or was it Billy Joe McAllister's brother? Back it up a little bit.
All right.
A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe.
A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe.
Okay.
brother married Becky Thompson. They bought a store in Tupelo.
Right. My brother married Becky Thompson. Bought a store in Tupelo.
There was a virus going round. Papa caught it and he died last spring.
Wow. Sad. Wow. Daddy's dead.
And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything.
It's just the mom and the daughter.
Mom and daughter. Brother's gone.
And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge.
Drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Bobby Gentry up on Choctaw Bridge, 1968.
Who's that guy?
I don't know.
Top of the Pops.
I don't know about you, but
now here's what's amazing. What year was that song?
1968.
Here's what's amazing to me. 1968. We're still playing a lot of Beatles music, British Invasion, and this song is a hit.
I can't believe that.
It's a hit like Dominique, that's a hit too, yeah. And that stupid... There are a couple of songs in that mix you go, hey, how'd that get in there? This must be a mistake.
Well, this is almost like a poem. There's no like verse and chorus.
I know.
It's just a spoken word.
And it doesn't end... There's no real ending. It's like, well, my brother got married, daddy died, and I go up and throw flowers in the river.
Right. There's a lot of open holes.
You don't know what they threw. You're not sure when they threw off the bridge.
A lot of unanswered questions here.
Yeah.
Now, I remember years ago people saying, well, you know, there's an article written, and who wrote this song? Did Bobby Gentry write this song? And I don't think whoever wrote it, it's one of those artistic people that says, well... whatever you decide, you have to make up your own mind what actually happened. Was it a baby?
But she wrote and recorded it.
Mm. Huh. Well, there you have it, our tribute to the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Ode to Billy Joe, Bobby Gentry. I've already welcomed people to the show. Do we have any Burke segment?
Yes, I do.
Well, he has a Mohawk haircut, sort of.
I fixed it a little bit today.
He's Eon the Peon. What do you have?
It's a work in progress. Thank you very much. Tornadoes came through.
What?
Friday. Yes.
What?
We decided we were going to go hiking on Saturday. So we've been to a couple different hiking trails before, but we decided to go to the one in Weldon Springs because that's apparently where the... tornado started.
Now, I have to correct you because it's
Weldon Spring.
Correct.
Okay.
Singular.
It's almost like St. Jude and St. Jude's.
That's correct. Yes.
But because we heard that's where the tornado started, so we go, oh, let's go on that trail, see what we can, you know, see if there's a lot of trees down in.
Sometimes people confuse where you're talking about. There is a place where they put together old mattress coils.
Yeah.
Welding Springs.
Oh.
Welding Springs.
Thank you. I got a big kick out of it. Go ahead.
And that's where, I don't know, did you see that video? It became viral. A guy that pulled off 94 and then went to Highway D, and it was huge on YouTube. A lot of the TV stations played it. The guy called himself Tornado Tim, and he sat there right at D in 94. Right by Francis Howell High School, and let the tornado just come right over him because he likes tornadoes.
Smart.
Yes.
He likes them.
Yes.
Did he live?
Yeah, he lived through it.
What did he call himself?
He called himself on the video Tornado Tim.
Hmm.
I don't know if he's out there listening at
tornado
all.
Tornado Dipstick.
Yeah. Well, yes, a lot of people would probably go the other direction. But
yeah, the only reason, Tim, they're not calling you an idiot is because you live through it.
Right, yes. So we went to, there's two trails in the Weldon Spring Conservation Area. One's called Lewis and one's called Clark. I don't know where they got those two names from. That's weird. Yeah. But so we started, one's 5.3 miles, one's 8 point whatever miles. So we started walking. We made it about 2.7 miles. Over the trails, there was about 20 to 25 trees down where you had to, I mean, it was muddy too, and you had to like climb over.
This sounds like fun.
Or under the trees.
I wish I could have done
that. And there were four or five others. So we make it about halfway through the trail, the short trail. We walked about 2.7, whatever, and the trail goes right into about... I don't know how deep flood water from the river just came through. So you couldn't go any further. You had to just go back the way you came. And normally it's a loop But and there were four or five other cars in the parking lot. We didn't see one other person. There's only one trail to go.
Maybe they drowned.
Yeah, it was so weird. And so then we had to come back the way we came. And then when we got close to the parking lot again, all of a sudden we hear there's somebody behind us. We have no idea where they were or how they got behind us. And it was a man and woman and like a six-month-old baby. And they must have been carrying this baby and handing it over the trees because, I mean, Angela and I are, you know, 30-something adults, and it was kind of hard for us to climb up. I don't know how they did it with a six-month-old baby. It was really bizarre, and I don't know where they were, how we didn't see them, because there's only one way to go. But it was wild to see some. You could see.
Maybe they were dropped there by a tornado.
Maybe. Well, they got into their car, so I don't know. They couldn't.
Maybe the car was dropped there, too.
Yeah.
The car as well.
They dropped in their car. Yeah.
They stayed. It all was, stayed together.
It was amazing to see all the fresh trees that were blown over. And now somebody in the parks department has to, because what they have to maintain those trails. They have to go through the whole trails and chainsaw cut all the trees down and everything. But yeah, it was pretty interesting.
And this country is there's a huge budget shortage for parks anyway.
Yeah,
for the upkeep of parks. I don't know how they're gonna.
They're gonna lug their chainsaws all the way into there.
We're gonna lose some parks, some public parks, and some state parks, especially federal parks, because of the budget cuts.
And we drove
sequester.
Yeah, we drove kind of along the, because it went to Weldon Spring, it went to Harvester, Earth City, and then I think it ended up in Ferguson and some places up north. But yeah, we drove along that trail and seeing all the damage, it was amazing. Luckily, nobody got seriously hurt or killed.
I was there.
Let's make sure he's finished.
Yes,
he has the floor.
Okay.
He finished?
Yes.
You yield?
Yes, I yield the floor.
He yields
to
you, Dan.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. Okay. I was at the movie theater Friday night with my daughter, Alyssa.
Good story.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. All right, there's more.
Yeah, there's
I'm
more.
Sorry.
The manager came in, and he was told everyone, we're stopping the movie, and we are having everyone come out to the lobby because there's a tornado, the sirens are going off, and there's a tornado that's been spotted in the area, so we're going to have everybody come out. And so everybody
come out to the least safe area there is. That's
the lobby
where the glass doors are.
Yeah.
Well, they had us all inside in between. So the glass doors were, they didn't have anybody out into the lobby where the glass doors
were. Like the hallways?
Yeah, the hallways.
Okay.
So everyone was in there and waiting. And then I do you get texts on your phone with tornado warnings?
Yes.
My daughter does.
Yes.
She's in California, and she calls us and says, and this is Friday night, just as our sirens went off, she says, I just got an alert. And I thought, hey, I didn't get an alert.
I did.
I live here.
Yeah,
I got
one.
How do you do that?
I don't know. It just happened. I got an alert on mine, and it said till 8:30, and then I got another one, and it said till 9, so we're all waiting there. And the manager's like, if you want, you can go and you can get a voucher to come back, or you
and
can
walk outside in the tornado.
Yeah.
If you'd like to leave now while there's a tornado, you can do that.
So that was the first time that's ever happened. I've been in a theater when there has been a tornado, and they didn't stop the movie. They didn't do anything. But this is the first time.
What
I guess.
If the movie was Twister? You wouldn't know.
Oh, my goodness.
You go, wow, this is realistic.
All of a sudden, a cow comes through the movie screen right when that scene comes on.
Wow, this movie, this is the
3D. I didn't pay for a 3D ticket.
I don't even have my glasses on.
The best 3D I've ever seen.
But we were over at my parents' house watching. Oh, it's great watching the coverage, too, because they...
Oh, no, it's embarrassing.
And how about, I'm not going to mention the channel that reported mass casualties. Did you hear that?
No. But now you hit a nerve with me. Here's what happened Friday night. All of our local weather people tried their best to make this a bigger tragedy than it was. They couldn't stand that nobody was hurt or killed.
Oh, my goodness.
They kept saying, what's it looking like where you are? And they go to a reporter, and it's a Skyping phone thing. Well, I'm going to tell you, we got trees down. And okay, what else? I'm waiting. I keep waiting.
Did you happen to see Scott Connell happen to live across the street from one of the people that had their entire roof out in St. Charles?
Scott
Connell and this female reporter, the guy let them in their house to look around and everything, all the damage, and then they kind of pushed the guy aside and are talking to each other about the guy was nice enough to let them in the house to have this footage.
It was embarrassing.
Oh, man.
I watched, first of all, Steve Templeton on Channel 4 goes to, and I wrote the guy's name down, hang on here, to Brian Feldman and says these words, where are you at?
Where you at?
Real professional grammar. Where are you at? So this Feldman, and it was the, you know, some of you could see wipers.
Yeah.
They're
oh,
in the car.
Yes.
And all you
That's
see
the newest thing.
Is
Reporters
rain
in the cars, yeah.
And lightning and a couple of trees down.
And we're at traffic here where some power lines are down.
They kept on like, we are going to continue this coverage till we find a dead person or something horrible.
They jumped right in and said mass casualties, too. And they had
mass
to kind of.
Who said that?
That was Channel 4.
Mass casualties where?
They said it was at the Holiday Inn in Earth City.
Earth City.
Way to go.
Yes.
Mass casualties.
Yes. And that was for a good half hour they had that report going.
I don't mean to say they wanted more damage and injuries.
No, they love
this,
though.
They love the sensational stuff. And they'll take. Here's what really happened. Most of us got a big pass Friday night. We avoided Joplin. We avoided Oklahoma City. It was, compared to those, nothing. Yes, to the people who had roofs blown off, horrible. But compared to the, and for the picture they were painting was, oh, duck and cover, here comes an Oklahoma City thing. And it didn't get us that way. But they made it seem like, well, it's dark. I'll tell you, by the time daylight hits, we're going to see some horrible, horrible damage. That's the way, that's the picture they painted.
Right.
Get ready, folks, because when the sun comes up, there'll be bodies everywhere. That's sort of how they made it seem.
I like how they talked to somebody that was actually in it, and their houses crumbled behind them, and we were in the basement. How was it when the tornado came through?
Oh,
it's like,
yes.
What was going through your mind? What were you thinking?
The question.
I wanted to
idiots. Have. I mean, because they're
play
filling
that thing
time.
That says idiots. Just play that. Idiots.
Idiots.
There you go. Wait, look at these phones. Dan, grab these. We'll take these calls. I'll give the numbers. We'll take a break. Do some business. Come back. Get your take on the embarrassing coverage. Yeah, I like the radar. I like seeing all the red. But for goodness sakes, don't sensationalize it more than it needs to be. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And again, if any of you can get a chance to write that quote down, Steve Templeton to Brian Feldman, where are you at? That's what you expect to hear from one of the people with no teeth that they interview, not from a professional communicator. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, thompsonprice.com is the website. I know a lot about Thompson Price, and here's how I know a lot about him. Our kitchen was completely remodeled by Thompson Price about 19 years ago. Our downstairs bathroom was completely remodeled so that my son, who lived at home down in that cave, we called it, would have a decent bathroom and shower, and it was perfect. Our master bathroom, when it was added onto our house with the master bedroom, was completely put in the hands of Thompson Price. Our upstairs bathrooms, one at a time, were remodeled by Thompson Price. All that over a period of years. But the point is, when somebody does a really, really good job and you get your money's worth, you don't need to go to anybody else. You don't need to shop around. The first thing we did was the kitchen, and we got three bids from three different companies. I'm not going to mention the names of the other two, but there was a world of difference and what those other two people came back to us with, and what Thompson Price came back with. Now, one of the people was quite a bit cheaper than Thompson Price. And their presentation to us also was done with a pencil and some chicken scratchings on a couple of pieces of paper, where Thompson Price did thorough blueprints, showed us exactly what it would look like, what materials, what products would be used. So if you want to do it right, Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Don't confuse it with any other kitchen and bath company. If there's another name besides Thompson in the name, that's not Thompson Price. If the showroom is not in DePere, next to McAllister's Deli, about a half mile east of 270 with TJ Maxx, that shopping center, that's not Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Did have a problem on northbound 270 near Ladue. You had just after Ladue, you had a vehicle fire. They had the right lane blocked. Now the fire is out, but you just have a little bit of a backup north of 64 up through Ladue. Also on eastbound 370 after Highway 94, a crash has the right lane blocked, so look for a backup that goes over the back to the bridge. Other than that, southbound 270 is just starting to get the volume going now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Same thing on westbound 64. Right now you look pretty good through Hampton and McCausland. Westland. A little heavy between 270 and Mason. You're going to find slow traffic as you approach the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Play the Powerball and Mega Million Scratchers game from the Missouri Lottery for a chance to win up to 100 grand instantly. And you could also win Powerball and Mega Millions tickets, giving you a shot at the big jackpot. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time.
At any time.
Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings.
We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
10 years ago, a Window World window cost $189 per window, and that included installation. 10 years later, and 35,000 homes later, a Window World window costs $189 per window, including installation. In fact, the only difference is that now it comes with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. It also comes with every single customer service award you can possibly win. Call Window World now, 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Window World Windows. You need windows, you need entry doors. It's Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, and you can always find out more at windowworld.com. The Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, free in-home estimates. Call 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Call Window World, 314-993-1800, or windowworld.com.
That's Window World.
If you haven't refinanced your home at today's rate, what are you waiting for? Golden Oak still has fixed mortgage rates in the twos.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Yes, our rates are still in the twos. Now's the time to lower your rate and save money every month.
Even if you're not sure we can save you money, call us. What have you got to lose? We're happy to try. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Our experienced loan officers will ask you a few simple questions, and we take it from there. No muss, no fuss, no out-of-pocket fees.
Take 10 minutes. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD. Take advantage of ridiculously low fixed mortgage rates. Today, still in the twos.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
NMLS 114937. 15-year fixed rate, 2.875. APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Too many Americans are living without dental insurance, which means they might not be getting even the most basic care. After all, just a simple checkup can cost $100, and other dental work like crowns and root canals can cost hundreds more. That's why at Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, we're proud to offer Americans the dental coverage they deserve for less than a dollar a day. For a free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-8306. This is strong protection at a great price. It can help pay for just about every procedure you're likely to need. Cleanings, fillings, x-rays, even crowns and dentures. You cannot be turned down for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, there are no networks, so you can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Everyone deserves to have good dental insurance. So join the thousands of Americans who call us for more information every day. 1-800-300-8306. 1-800-300-8306. 8306.
Enjoy a day, a weekend, or a week of fun with the family this summer at Riverview Ranch in nearby Bourbon, Missouri. Riverview Ranch offers float trips on the Merrimack River by canoe, rafts, tubes, or kayaks. After your float, you can take a dip in their pool or enjoy barbecuing by the river or in one of their shelters complete with picnic tables. End your day by the campfire and a gaze at the stars. There are other attractions too, including nearby wineries, Onondaga Cave, Merrimack Caverns, and more. Riverview Ranch is great for a family getaway, a company picnic, family reunion, or group outing, with campsites or cabins for overnight stays. Best of all, Riverview Ranch hasn't raised their prices since 2007. It's affordable fun for the entire family. Call Riverview Ranch today, 800-RIV-VIEW. That's 800-748-8439. Online at riverviewranch.org. For affordable family fun, you need to visit Riverview Ranch, just an hour away from St. Louis and Bourbon, Missouri.
Hi, I'm Tom Barron, owner of Barron Mirror Glass and Door, St. Louis's finest, most custom mirror, glass, and shower door company. We have recently moved off of Manchester Road, so don't look for us there. We're out in the valley, just two blocks from Long Road and Chesterfield Airport Road. Our new showroom is awesome. If you're an educated consumer, our showroom is a must-see. We have kept our old phone number, and we haven't changed our website, BarronMirror.com. Remember, we have the basics all the way up to the elite. Barron Mirror Glass and Door can't be beat. La, la,
la. When marketing rep Bob Clasby stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites, he's greeted by a fun, friendly staff.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome back, Bob.
Love the haircut, Bob.
Now that's friendly. And when Bob brings those positive vibes to work the next day, you know what happens?
And that's my presentation. Thoughts?
Ooh.
Comments?
Ah.
Feedback?
Ooh.
He's got the room ooing and aahing. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA-certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Gene Stapleton.
And you knew where you were.
Dead at 90.
Guys were girls and men were men.
She was brilliant.
Mr. We could use
brilliant.
Like my
played a dingbat, but was very smart.
Need no welfare state.
Dead at the age of 90. And that show would not have worked without either one of them.
No.
Without her or him. I do believe you could have replaced Sally Struthers. You could have replaced Rob Reiner. But you could not have replaced Archie or Edith. Those two characters, Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, they made that show.
Mm-hmm.
And I seriously do think that had the kids been anybody else, it would have been okay. But boy, what great casting for those two. Quick word about Ashley Furniture. Then we're going right to the phones, I promise. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. I would love to name names, but I won't. I had one of our advertisers send me a text yesterday and said, who do I talk to at Ashley Furniture Home Stores? We're in the market for some furniture. So I sent him a name, and I find out that that day he went and bought $8,000 worth of furniture.
Whoa. Perfect customer.
See, this is the circle of life. If every advertiser we have would just feed off each other, you know, everybody drives a Chevy, and then all of them get their dental work at Ballast Dental Care. Everybody buys their furniture at Ashley. They get their other stuff at Amini's. They keep each other afloat, and we'll be on the air forever. So to that person, and he knows who he is, I cannot thank you enough for doing that, but that's one customer. There are thousands of customers who go into Ashley Furniture Home Stores and buy furniture. Thousands. Because Ashley Furniture Home Stores is what I like to call, and I made this up myself, it's not their slogan, it's America's furniture. It is the kind of furniture most people in this country are looking for. Most people don't want junk. They don't want crappy furniture that'll fall apart. You know those, you ever have a piece of furniture and the backing on it was that stapled-on cardboard?
Yes. Yeah.
and the staples start coming out, and you go to move it, and you cut yourself on these loose staples or tacks. It's just crap. Or drawers that after a year or two, the drawer...
The tracking
doesn't
work.
Goes
off. And
then the front face of the drawer comes off from the sides. It's just crap. No. Ashley Furniture Home Stores, good quality furniture. And then here's the other thing. Pricing. Done the way that it would be great if all pricing could be done, but it's never going to be that way. It can't with some businesses. But none of these, boy, and I saw another one on TV because they're on every day, especially on television. This sale. And this one said, our biggest sale ever. I'm not kidding. I know that I have seen that said for the same furniture store 50 times. Our biggest sale ever. Now, what does that mean? If every sale is the biggest one ever, what did they do to make this sale even bigger than add one item? Because there are lots of things you could do to justify saying biggest sale ever. Well, we added one item, so we had one more thing on sale. Or we reduced the price of one thing by a dollar more than last time. Okay, that makes it bigger than the last time. It's just, it gets to be ridiculous. So here's what happens. Ashley Furniture Home Stores, they just put the lowest price they can put on there. They have to make a profit. It's not a charity. But they've learned that there are a lot of people who just don't want to have to go through all that crap. Well, let's wait till next week. It'll be on sale. Really? How about just buy it now at the price it would have been on sale for next week? That's pretty much what you're talking about at Ashley Furniture Home Stores. There are six Ashley Furniture Home Store locations in the St. Louis area, Edwardsville and Shiloh, Illinois, and the Missouri part of the St. Louis area, South County, West County, Florissant, and O'Fallon, Missouri. We're going to the phones. Better late than never. Pat, thank you for waiting. How are you?
Frank, good, good. Amen to Pia.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Now, is this open line Monday?
Let me check.
I don't think so. Today?
No. Pion, it is.
Oh, what?
Pat's right. Yes, it is. Open line Monday.
Excellent.
What's up?
Hey, when you were talking about Bobby Gentry and that song, do you remember, and I didn't know if we ever came to the conclusion, they came out with this movie called Ode to Billy Joe.
Yes.
Based on that?
Horrible movie, I think.
I didn't see it, but and I don't know if you covered it or not, but wasn't the premise that he jumped off the bridge because he was gay?
I don't remember that. I barely remember the movie. I just remember it wasn't a good movie.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't remember the thing about him being gay. But what were they throwing off?
I don't know. That's the part that doesn't make sense. Somebody told me that. But then
you got to ask the question, why were they throwing something off the bridge?
Yeah, and she never gave up what the details of the song were.
Maybe they threw his gay lover off the bridge.
Oh.
Could be.
Now, see, now we got a whole different angle here.
But that is funny, because I was thinking about that song the other day, and it's just like you were saying. I mean, of all the things, that's pretty cruel. You know, like, hey, you know, he's an idiot, so too bad. Hey, pass potatoes, huh?
Why'd he kill himself? Pass the biscuits.
Yeah.
That's a great, it's such a bad song, it's a great song.
It is.
All right, Pat.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Take care.
Here's Rudy. Hello, Rudy.
First of all, Frank, I am AM and the PM.
And you sound like Super Dave Osborne.
Yes.
I wish I had his money.
Well, don't we all?
Okay, do you remember that 70s actor? He was in everything. I think his name was Robbie Benson.
Yes.
Okay, he starred as Billy Joe. I remember I went to the movies. That was all that was showing, so I saw it. What they were throwing off the bridge, it was he and his girlfriend were up there, and he revealed to her that he had been raped by his boss at the lumber mill. He worked at the lumber mill and got, you know what, raped by his boss.
Wow.
And so that he went into hiding because he was so ashamed. What they threw off the bridge in the movie was her little doll. She had this little homemade doll that her grandma made, and he kind of got angry and ripped it out of her hands and threw it into the river. That's what, according to the movie, he threw her doll into the river.
Well, that ruins everything.
Yeah. What a terrible movie.
And by the way, Robbie Benson, what a weird.
He was in everything, back then.
And he was.
Every time you turn around, he was starring in something.
I'm going to tell you a movie Robbie Benson was in, and it's a very powerful movie. And it was with Jack Lemmon. It's called Tribute. And Jack Lemmon plays Robbie Benson's dad, who's dying of cancer. And it's so powerful because they butt heads and they don't get along. And then once he realizes his dad is terminally ill, I think it's cancer, he's dying, he puts together a tribute for his dad. It's a terrific movie, not because of Robbie Benson, just because of the storyline.
Well, he was also, they did a movie based on the 1964 Olympic runner called Running Brave, and he played, and that guy was a dark horse, and he won the mile run in the 64 Olympics, got the gold medal, and Robbie Benson, he did a pretty good job in that. It's called Running Brave.
But you're right, he had a bunch of work and then just gone.
Real quick, change of subject on you. I'm kidding you not. Back when the Admiral was being used as a casino during one of the flooding seasons, it broke loose, and the reporter referenced the Titanic as the people were getting off. They finally, the tugs pushed it back to shore, and he goes, "This is just like the Titanic."
Oh my god!
I fell out of my chair.
Yeah, just like the Titanic, where 1,500 people died, 1,700. Yeah.
In 34 degree water in the middle of the North Atlantic. This was, you know, the Mississippi River in April. A big difference.
It's pretty embarrassing, Super Dave.
But, all right, guys, good talking to you. You guys have a good day.
You too, Soup. Thanks for calling. Super Dave Osborne, everybody. Good to,
he
always
sound
good to,
like him.
He sounds just like him. Man. Always good to have him call in. This would be, I think, Rich. Hello, Rich.
Hello, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Before I get to this storm coverage, the people have got to be catching on, because I just saw a car that just passed me. It said, had a sticker on the rear window. All it said was, "We the people."
Wow.
Got to be catching on.
We have station bumper stickers out already?
Well, that what he's saying is, it's starting to catch on. There, it's a teaser campaign. We the people. Then you'll see stickers where we is replaced with 550 the people.
Wow.
Apparently, this station has already started the wheels in motion.
Underground campaign.
Yeah, and they didn't tell us about it. That's good to know.
But this storm coverage, and I was watching the channel, or at least had it on, that was claiming mass casualties, because I live out near Carlisle, Illinois. Don't pay for TV. Whatever we can get off the rabbit ears is what we watch.
Yeah.
And that just happened to be the only channel that we could pull in at the time. But while this is on in the background, my phone rings, and it's a friend of mine in Indiana who's watching the Weather Channel. He says, starts to tell me that there's a tornado in St. Charles. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, the guy on the Weather Channel is looking at the debris ball on the radar. There's a tornado in St. Charles. 10 minutes later, this guy on the local channel starts talking about the tornado in St. Charles.
10 minutes after the guy in Atlanta knows about it. That's where the Weather Channel is, Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's embarrassing because they talk about their equipment and Super Trooper,
right,
Predictor, Doppler 3X14, yet they screw so much stuff up.
They just Weather Channel
Rich,
report.
What would have been so wrong if one station had postured everything this way? Well, for as intense as some of this wind was, and for what it looked like we were going to get hit with, boy, did we dodge a bullet here. That was the story. Some damage,
yeah,
but it could have been so much worse. No, that's not good enough.
They just sent everybody out with a camera to find whatever tree they could find.
You get out with that camera and you will find devastation. Yeah. You find me some bodies.
But I just thought it was really funny. Like you said, the Weather Channel in Atlanta is looking at this debris ball on the radar. My friend in Indiana, 200 miles away from where this tornado is, calls me and says, hey, there's a tornado over here in St. Charles. They think it's heading in the general direction of the airport.
And then
the local guy, 10 minutes later, starts talking about the tornado in St. Charles and Earth City. And throughout this whole thing, all night long, he kept saying, because you know how they like to predict where it's going to go and how many minutes it's going to take to get there.
It's 8 minutes from Smithton.
You need to get in your basement right now.
Yeah.
Those of you who are in your basement, if you're listening because you've turned your TVs up and you're listening to me on your TV while you're in the basement, or you're listening on your app on your smartphone, and I'm thinking to myself, don't most of the people that have basements have them finished and they've got a TV in their basement?
You'd be surprised how many people's basements aren't finished. That is true that a lot of basements are not finished.
I have to give that, but he kept repeating over and over to the point where by the end of the night I could quote him, and I've forgotten the exact wording now because I've got more important things to do. But
no.
If you're in your basement listening on your TV because you've turned it up so you can hear me,
it's embarrassing. No.
It was just, it became humorous by the end of the night.
Yeah. Rich, thank you for the call.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it. All right. Can I get one more in here, you think?
I think so.
One more quick one. That would be Juan. Hello, Juan.
Hey, Frank, gang.
Juan, everybody.
The people.
Hey, Juan.
The people, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, I was wanting to know, there was some coverage of a guy had his roof blown off, and it was a two-story roof, and the person says to him, do you think this is inhabitable? It is raining buckets.
Oh, yes, yes, I did.
And I would say, he said something like, if you find my roof, maybe we'll stay under that.
Wow.
So, and my last name starts with an R, so did I call on the right day?
Yes. This is the day whose last names start with R can call. Yeah.
Okay. And the last thing, and I know you're a connoisseur of commercials, but before you guys came on the air, the company that does, and I know it's not what you're advertising, but they convert the videotapes to the DVR, the DVDs, and all that stuff.
We're having a special. That guy.
Well, no, just before that, the guy goes, Adam's here. Who the hell is Adam?
I don't know. I'll have to hear it again. I have to listen to it.
Oh, it's right before Adams. That guy comes on. And then, yeah, it's so funny. Adam's here to tell you about.
I'll listen for it.
Heading down to Arkansas right now, and you're going to be fading on the radio pretty soon. So you guys have a great week.
All right, Juan, thank you. You too.
Take care.
There was a reporter, and she was in front of a two-story house, and the top of the house was gone, and she said, this house across the street looks exactly like this house did, except for the siding and the color, and she starts going in the front door, and she starts talking about all the...
Nothing is the same.
No.
And how many times have you seen this, where the reporter says, if you look just right here over behind me, and then they turn, and the camera goes over their shoulder.
Pans past them.
Right behind me, that's where their home once stood. I remember Herb. Remember Herb Humphreys?
Yes.
Nightside.
Yeah.
Some kid was killed. The sad story. And I'll never forget, at the end of the story, the camera went past Herb's shoulder over to a shot of an empty school desk.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
It was so
dramatic.
Overly dramatic. Well, and tomorrow the kids will be resuming another day at school, except for one child. And they shall sew the empty chair.
Oh,
that's awful.
That's sad. Hey, there's a major accident on Page, westbound Page at Bennington. Right now, there's like some listener called and said there's like 20 emergency.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so. Thank you for that. You may want to go down to the traffic center and check on that later.
I will.
Too. All right. Here's the deal. Window World. Now, Window World, I would imagine, it gets a lot of business when these storms go through. Windows get knocked out, and you have to replace the windows. If assuming, you know, the whole house is not torn down, you got to replace the whole house. But if windows have to be replaced, I would imagine a lot of people, and certainly their insurance companies, would be thrilled that they want Window World windows. Insurance companies want two things. They want it to be done right, but they don't want somebody gouging them and screwing the system over by sucking money out of the insurance companies that's more than you can justify. You know, if you tell the insurance company, we'll have new windows put in, they were $900 a piece, they're going to go, well, wait a second. There's a better way to go, and the better way is Window World for everybody. If you want a quality window, it's $189, whether you want one or you want 21 or 31 or 51. 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com. Good housekeeping, seal of approval, lifetime warranty. You know the one. Don't be confused by anybody else.